Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, now you see them, now you don't.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, share your real ghost story with us because we like to hear them. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today. You know, we were talking about apparitions and maybe that person really isn't there, but you don't know. Like, it's a crowd of people. Is that person there? Is that person not there?
Mm-hmm.
Are they looking at you? Are they not looking at you? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you really know?
Right.
Which I think is interesting. And this is kind of the first story is kind of about that.
Okay.
So this says, I have many paranormal experiences and would be more than willing to share. This first one is my first experience, and I must have been about 5 years old. Me and my grandma were in Long Beach, and she wanted to take me to see the Queen Mary and have lunch at the restaurant. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be super
fun. On our bucket list, because I went with two of your kids there once. We didn't go on the Queen Mary. We were going on a whale watching trip.
Oh.
And it was right next to the Queen Mary. And I was like, damn, why aren't we going on that? Like, what am I doing going to look at whales today?
I want to look at the haunted ship.
And I don't even remember now if we saw any whales.
Nice to go out there, but the haunted ship would have been really fun.
I said that day because I'm like, and I think when I went there, I didn't realize where we were going would be right next to the Queen Mary. And so Kathy and I always love anything historical and old and haunted. And so that was like, but I already paid for the whale trip.
Oh.
So anyways, so that's about another bucket list thing.
Mm-hmm.
I need to just start making a list and getting on this shit. So it goes on. It was very busy and loud, the restaurant, and just full of people. I was looking around and I noticed a man sitting at one of the tables and he looked very dapper in snazzy clothing, groomed very well. I noticed no one else paid any attention to him, the people or servers. My grandma told me it's not polite to stare as she noticed the man as well. Which would be weird because it's like the guy sitting at the table, the servers are paid to do that job. Like you're paid to pay attention to those people.
Yeah.
So it would be weird.
But grandma notices him too.
Mm-hmm, both
okay.
of them.
Right.
We looked back maybe not a minute later and he was gone with no explanation. And would have had to have walked right past our table to leave. My grandma was really shook about it for the rest of the day. You could see it on her face. But as a five-year-old kid, it didn't faze me much until I remembered it years later as a teenager and how strange the man looked. Not only in his nice clothes, just his appearance. And sometimes, you know, when he says snazzy dresser and look dapper, it makes me think that. Might have been like 50s clothing or 60s
or 20s.
Yeah. A different era. Because we don't really look at people now and go, that guy looks dapper and is a snazzy dresser.
That's right.
I don't even know the last time I said that. She had told me that we had most certainly encountered ghosts. Since then, I've thought of that time and always remembered how strange I felt during the experience and the feelings I had on the ship. And exploring around it, it was very off-putting. But at 5 years old, I just didn't understand it. I also vaguely remember that same day. I was running around the halls of the ship in what I would say was the lobby area, and I remember seeing a little girl looking at me, giggling, as I ran around playing. She looked strange to me as well. She was in a little white dress and had buckle shoes with really fancy frilly socks and was transparent, just like the man I had seen earlier.
Okay, so he wasn't completely...
So he was snazzy and dapper and transparent. That's key word.
Yeah.
That's key when we're talking about ghost sightings.
Yeah.
We ran around a little bit together, and then she just disappeared while we were playing. I was confused as to where she went. I went searching for her, upset as to why she didn't want to play with me. I was bummed out, and my grandma could see that I was upset, and she asked me what was wrong, and I told her sadly that the little girl didn't want to play with me anymore. She was so frightened as to the situation. She picked me up, and we left. Instantly, I could tell how fluttered and bothered she was for the rest of the day.
Wow.
It's kind of weird that in one day you would see two things, but are they connected in some way?
Well, I don't know if they're connected, but maybe the grandmother and the daughter were just super sensitive, and they were seeing these things that other people couldn't. That had to have been really upsetting to the grandmother, because when she looked back at the man sitting at the table, if the grandmother thought he was transparent,
but the grandma is like, it's not polite to stare, which definitely seems like something a grandmother would say.
But then later she said the man was transparent.
Yeah.
Too. So
it's just kind of goes back to the other day when we were talking about, you know, seeing people, are they really there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when they're transparent, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say, if you are seeing someone who is also transparent, I'm going to say that one's a ghost.
I'm going to go with ghost on that. Right.
Now, if you see someone and then go look over your shoulder and they've disappeared into a crowd, maybe you really did see someone. If there was nothing around, it's like a parking lot and you looked back around and the person's gone, I'd go with ghost again.
Well, I hear it both ways. I hear some people say what they saw was kind of transparent or very light or very white, you know, like their skin tones were, you know, real
pale.
Yeah. Whereas other people say standing there just as real as you and me.
I know.
And then he just disappeared. But I think it could be either way.
I do too.
But what creeps me out is those ones that are standing there just as real as you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Are they really standing there?
Those are interesting, because what makes an apparition be that real?
Exactly. I agree. Like, what would it be?
Like, are they so powerful? Like, the energy about them is so strong that they can appear to be a real person?
Mm-hmm.
And then why are some others transparent?
Okay, I'm defaulting aliens.
And then why are there, then what are the shadow people? You know, it's like, there's all these different levels of things.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another story.
Okay.
And it's from Cherryvale, Kansas.
I was just through Cherryvale the other day.
I know. Kathy sent me a picture the other day, because this is now like the fourth time she's written in. But you were at the Bloody Bender landmarks.
The historic
site.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is not a Bloody Bender story. This is more of a
like,
personal
story. But I had to stop, take the picture, and send it to you and go, look where I am.
I almost think we just need to meet up for coffee with this person.
I don't know where this person lives, but oh my gosh, I would love to.
Yeah, I'll have iced tea because I don't drink coffee.
Seriously, this is some pretty good voodoo witchcraft shit.
Well, here's the story.
Okay.
Because that goes back to a previous story, the voodoo witchcraft shit.
Yeah.
So in 2009, before we moved to Cherryvale and lived on the farm. Oh, and if you haven't heard those episodes, by the way, Cherryvale, Kansas, and it's just south of where Kathy lives. And probably as a bird flies, maybe 100 miles, 85 miles from where I live. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And they're called like Farm Part 1, Farm Part 2, kind of like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's three parts. The Haunted Farm.
There's
one, there's two, there's three.
Yeah.
So this one, Cherryvale, lived on the farm, blah, blah, blah. Before they lived on the farm, we lived in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Okay, sure.
Which is not too far from you.
About 50 miles.
Yeah. We were trying to buy what was my grandmother's old house. My grandmother had suddenly passed in 1989 from a heart attack. The house was an old mobile home along with an add-on the length of it. We were fixing it up since the last people left it a mess and the bank was giving us a break to clean it up. It looked just as I remembered. You walked into a screened-in porch, then into the add-on living room. From the living room, straight back, was all added on, so you had a bedroom, an empty room, then another bedroom on that side. Left from the living room, you stepped up into the original trailer, the dining room, then kitchen, then a hallway. The hallway had an opening on the right, just past the kitchen where the add-on met. And this was the laundry area. Further down the hall was a small bedroom on the right, then the bathroom, and lastly, another bedroom on the back.
Good size.
They like built on to that.
That's a good size.
Unless it was a double wide to start with. I remembered when my grandmother passed. I was asked if I wanted to see the house. This was right after the funeral. It still smelled like her. There were stockings hanging on the shower rod. Her favorite cup by the coffee pot. So fast forward back to 2009. My husband worked third shift and I worked first. So he went to the house to wait for the electric and gas companies to come and turn everything on. That night he told me he had awoken to the smell of bacon cooking in lard. I told him Grandma always had a coffee can of lard beside the stove. But of course he didn't believe it was a real smell since no utilities were on. So he must have smelled that before they got over
there.
Well,
impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said maybe it was his son hitting the cabinet. It's like, well, maybe it was all just caused by the sun causing a bacon being fried in lard smell. The year we lived there, we both smelled that smell several more times, and it made me happy like Grandma approved. Another occurrence was we would be watching TV and hear the screen door open and close, keys rattle, the front door creak like it opened, yet it never physically opened. You'd hear the step creak and a soft thump. I said the soft thump was the noise her purse made when she sat it on the table by the telephone. I would always say, "Hi, Grandma." Several times, both of us found a small puddle of water on the bathroom floor by the tub, like something hung up had dripped onto the floor, like Grandma's stockings, which she always rinsed out and hung up from the shower rod. Nothing was ever threatening. It was like Grandma was just going about her day. That's kind of comforting, right? Would that creep you out? Like if we were living in Grandma's house and...
It might a little. I think it would creep me out a little.
And we'd smell like pies and stuff and maybe comforting. I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about that. The biggest shock I got was one night I was walking to the bathroom from the living room as I passed the laundry area. I saw Grandma standing at the washer. She had on her favorite orange and white flowered blouse, tan polyester slacks, and white shoes. Her hair was done up like she had just been to the beauty shop, and she was smiling. It was a moment's glance, not more than 30 seconds, and I looked and saw her and kept walking. 30 seconds would be a long time.
That's a really long time.
So really, it might be more like just a couple seconds. Then it hit me what I saw. She looked as I remembered her from my childhood. Since most of the family had passed by that time, I told a cousin what I saw that night. She had bought my great-grandmother's house up the road, and she said she saw her in her quilting room one night working on a quilt. She said the outfit I described was the one Grandma was wearing the night she passed, but wasn't for sure. She said she was visiting her home and me since I was the oldest, and there was only me left born into the family. As a quick side note, it wasn't until years later, around 2017, I found out both my great-grandmother and grandmother were practicing witches, mainly kitchen witches. Well, I've never heard of that term, kitchen witches. Maybe that's kind of like a hobby.
I don't know. I need to look that up.
And both had abilities, which I've been told some have been passed down to me, being the oldest. And I recently came out of the broom closet.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
P.S. On the last story on the farm, I nearly peed myself listening to both of you saying, I ain't drunk. That's some voodoo witchcraft shit.
That was really good, though.
I ain't drunk. That's some voodoo witchcraft shit right there.
I am not. Right there.
Right there was
boy howdy. The only thing you could have added to that was boy howdy.
I've even said that a few times since then.
We've even said it on another episode. I just use it willy-nilly. Like, I am just going to go voodoo witchcraft shit.
Right there. Thanks again. Yeah. We'll send in more stories soon. Hopefully soon be an EPP member. That makes me laugh. So what did you say you wanted to look up? Kitchen witches?
Yeah.
Let's see what a kitchen witch is.
You know, one thing that I would say, too, as we're thinking about this is, smells are very, very powerful triggers. And I've had them where I've walked in and thought cigarette smoke. It's so strong.
That's so super
like
common.
Somebody is smoking in this house. And, you know, I don't smoke, but my dad did, you know, and so I'm looking around. But smells are very, and when she's talking about like how her grandmother's house felt and smelled, I could still smell the way my grandmother's house smelled. What about kitchen witches?
Kitchen witches, sometimes called a cottage witch, is a homemade puppet or doll resembling a stereotypical witch or crony displayed in a residential kitchen as a good luck charm and to ward off bad spirits.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
It sounds like it's more of an object as opposed to an actual witch.
I don't know. But
she'll have to write us back and let us know more about
what's
this.
What's a kitchen witch,
please? Tell us about what you think they were practicing.
I don't know, but that kind of makes some sense why this woman's had so many experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. And good ones, too. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird? Like, especially our grandmother and great-grandmother, because we really only know, like, a grandmother and her mom. We didn't know anybody else,
yeah.
You know, just those two. And like to find out they were practicing, I feel like, what
so
did
I
you
would,
just say?
Like, my grandmother really amazed me.
There
so
were some
I would
secrets
not
that
be
I
surprised.
Have heard about her that thing, yeah. And I don't even want to share them on this show because it's a little embarrassing.
Well, I'm just saying, she was a pretty amazing woman. I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't doing some sort of spells to make all this stuff happen, because she could do like 27 things at one time. And I'd be like, how'd you get all that done? You know,
because she would be more like a bewitched witch.
Exactly.
An adorable.
That's what I'm saying.
Samantha.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, our great grandmother's name was Eurilla, which is kind of like Andorra.
That's true.
So I don't know. Maybe.
That's right.
Maybe they were practicing adorable witches.
I think adorable. Adorable.
They were so sweet. If you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. You can try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.